Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers A.C. Monk & Company versus the United States, a 1982 decision from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. A.C. Monk & Company processed tobacco. Their facility was built around a specific industrial operation, not just general office or warehouse use. When they claimed faster depreciation on several components, the case worked its way up to the Fourth Circuit. Here is the quick background on how depreciation works. Every building writes off slowly. A commercial building takes 39 years, but equipment and personal property write off much faster, in 5 or 7 years. The earlier you get your deductions, the more cash you keep now instead of waiting decades. That is the whole idea behind identifying which parts of your building qualify for faster write off. The Fourth Circuit allowed several items as personal property: a louvered wall qualified, computer room wiring qualified, environmental control rooms qualified, portions of the electrical distribution system qualified. The general building structure and portions of the roof stayed as structural components on the slow schedule. So far, that sounds like a taxpayer win. And in some ways it is. But there is an important nuance you need to understand. The Fourth Circuit used a broader legal test than most other courts use. They asked whether the facility was designed and built to accommodate a specific industrial process. That is called an adaptability test. It is more generous to taxpayers than the standard test most courts and the IRS rely on. The IRS knows this. Their own audit techniques guide, which tells IRS examiners how to review cost segregation studies, specifically notes that the A.C. Monk approach is not the predominant view across the country. Another case called Schrum also weighs against it. So what does this mean for you? If your property is in the Fourth Circuit, which covers Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia, A.C., Monk can be a useful supporting authority for purpose-built industrial or process-specific components. Outside that circuit, it provides background context but should not be your primary argument. A well-prepared cost segregation study handles this honestly. It uses A.C. Monk where the facts and the geography support it. It does not overreach by citing it as if it were the law everywhere. The deeper lesson from this case is that legal tests vary by circuit. The same set of facts can come out differently depending on which court has jurisdiction. That is why a thorough study cites the right authorities for the right jurisdiction. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.